Thursday, September 7th. President had his congressional leadership meeting and then a series of other appointments this morning. Took him solidly through the morning period. I had a meeting with the vice president plus Art Somer, and then he had a Damgarden Goodearl to discuss his schedule and general campaign approach. He's in good spirits, totally cooperative, and very much on track with what we want him to do. So the problems I had anticipated there didn't really materialize. He wants to develop an independent schedule for Judy, which is also good. And all in all, it was a worthwhile meeting. President had me in at noon, went through some miscellaneous follow-up things, and then we got into the tax question. And he decided that Ehrlichman should go out for the afternoon briefing today and attack McGovern using Connolly's line about our actual specific tax reforms, and hit that this is one of the clearest issues in this election, that the new McGovern budget would add $100 billion, which means a 50% tax increase, and then commit the president to no tax increase, that we believe government is already too big, etc. After a reasonably full afternoon with Arthur Burns and Schultz, the president whipped up a quick dinner on the Sequoia with Dent, Timmons, Garment, Colson, and Buchanan. And it turned into just general chit-chat about the polls, political situation, and general strategy. It's pretty hard to get into too much of a discussion because things are going so well that everybody's main concern is not to turn them around in any way. All seem to be in good spirits, and the morale is very high, which it certainly ought to be at this point. End of September 7th.